Sex abuse claimants suing the Fairbanks Catholic Diocese want to go after the Vatican. A motion filed on behalf of 285 victims asks the judge presiding over the Fairbanks Diocese bankruptcy case to make the bishop sue the Vatican for money to compensate them. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The motion cites a 1962 secrecy protocol issued by the Pope that enabled proliferation of sexual abuse. It effectively ties church hierarchy in Rome to abuse cases in the U.S. Claimant's attorney Jim Stang says the decision to seek restitution funds from the Vatican in the Fairbanks case follows on a ruling late last year in a class action suit filed by abuse victims in Kentucky.
People have talked about suing the Vatican, but it's always been a question about whether it had sovereign immunity. But with the Sixth Circuit decision, especially in the sex abuse context, we felt that opened kind of a theoretical door for us.
The motion in the Fairbanks case comes as attorneys negotiate what will be part of a victim's compensation fund being put together as part of the Fairbanks Diocese bankruptcy. The diocese declared Chapter 11 a year ago in an attempt to continue operating and fairly dole out its assets to the hundreds who filed sex abuse claims against it. Diocese attorney Casey Nye says it's not a wise use of limited resources to pursue legal action against the Vatican.
To try to do that when that's going to be paid for out of money that could otherwise be used to pay creditors and engage in years and years and years of litigation with the Vatican about whether or not it's even possible does not seem to us as cost-effective.
The claimant's motion also asked the judge to allow pursuit of local parish assets the Fairbanks Diocese is trying to protect. Claimant's attorney Stang says it's aimed at millions of dollars, including real estate and a cash trust.
On the eve of bankruptcy, the diocese took approximately $3 million that it was holding, claiming it was holding it for the parishes, created something called the Catholic Trust of Northern Alaska, and then transferred $3 million to that now separate entity. We believe that those monies, because they were held in a bank account with the name of the diocese on it, that those monies belong to creditors.
The Fairbanks Diocese claims any trust vehicles and documentation were created to clarify or formalize a relationship that's always existed with its parishes. Diocese attorney Nye says it's routine for victims to go after everything they can, but that there's precedence for protection of trust assets in bankruptcy cases.
In every bankruptcy that's filed in the United States, there's a place where debtors can identify property that they hold for others. And property that's held for others can't be used to pay the claims of creditors.
The legal history of the protection of parish assets in other Catholic diocese bankruptcy cases is muddy. Most have been settled short of court rulings. It's now up to a judge to decide on the issue, as well as the pursuit of money from the Vatican in the Fairbanks case. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.